It's like a tsunami of truth. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared.
I think I should say thank you. I really do think I should say thank you to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I think that anybody that is an anti-socialist, pro-capitalist, pro-American person should say thank you to her every day. Nobody is doing more to promote capitalism, to promote the re-election of Republicans and Donald Trump as president in 2020 than AOC. Nobody is doing more. I mean, every single day she's out there saying things that are not well-researched. Many of the things are indefensible. Now and then she gets something that's right. I'll give her that, but it's rare. More often than not, she sounds out of touch, uneducated, not familiar with the Constitution and other concerns. I mean, small concerns like not knowing the American Constitution and you're a member of Congress. That's great. But I just think that we should thank her every day for all of the things that she does to make sure that Donald Trump gets reelected. Because make no mistake, she is a poster child for all that is wrong with left-leaning thinking. And even the Democrats are angry with her now because of her suggestion that those that are not radical left like her should be primaried, should be targeted. And so those on the Democratic committee and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee to go after her and to go after opponents, well, they're finding big trouble there. You see, her attempt was to blacklist political firms that work with re-electing people, and they want to blacklist people that are working with primary challengers. See, so there's a battle back and forth over the control and the future of the Democrat Party. She's doing more to damage the Democrat brand than Bernie Sanders did. Collectively, they may kill it. It's a 1-2 punch of socialism to the gut of the Democrat Party. Do you even think that John Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson or Teddy Kennedy, for that matter, would recognize the party that they left? Would they recognize a country that believes it's okay to have an open border and amnesty policies to allow illegals to flood back and forth across the border, bringing crime and so forth? Do you think they would recognize that? Do you think they would recognize a country where they demand that the government give you everything from cradle to grave and everything in between? Health care and food, a check even if you don't want to work. Do you think they would recognize a country where they want to get rid of cows and airplanes and have high-speed trains and have rationing of energy? Do you think they would recognize any of that? Because I don't think they would. I don't believe Democrats like John Kennedy or Teddy Kennedy or a whole host of others would have any idea what they were looking at when they looked at this party. And let's be honest here. Bernie Sanders isn't even a Democrat. He's a socialist. He's a guy who went to Russia for his honeymoon. You talk about how Donald Trump has a cozy relationship with Russia. Not really. In fact, in Venezuela right now, there are a lot of ill will going back and forth. The Russians are on the ground. The Americans are there. Chinese equipment coming in. Not a good situation, by the way. Three of the world's nuclear powers there in one country in our hemisphere. But Donald Trump doesn't have the cozy relationship with Russia. Bernie Sanders is the one that's enamored with their political system. It's Bernie Sanders and AOC that like the idea of socialism, universal income, government-run health care, an elimination of guns, abortion on demand at any time during a pregnancy. These are all ideas put forth by the far left, not to mention the Green New Deal and a 90% income tax plus an increase in wealth tax, death tax, any tax they can think of, dropping the voting age to 16, getting rid of the Electoral College, packing the Supreme Court, which, by the way, that's the one thing Bernie says he doesn't like. Packing the Supreme Court is the one thing that Bernie says he does not like. He says it's dangerous because when the Republicans get in power, they would do the same thing. I would guess that's accurate. If you're going to try to cheat on the Democrat side, I would assume the Republicans have given a chance to nominate people to the Supreme Court in big numbers. They would do the same. So I have an idea. It's a crazy idea. Let's defer to the brilliance of the founders. When it comes to the Electoral College, it was no more fairly balanced then as it is today, if you will. The small states under the arguments put forth by current politicians, the argument is no different. The small states back then had more power per vote per senator, if you will. They had more power per vote in the Electoral College, if you will. And that was to defend the small states from getting overrun by the big states. Very simple stuff here. It was a brilliant solution to a problem because the small states in 1787 didn't want to get run over by the big states any more than South Dakota and North Dakota, New Hampshire and Maine and Wyoming and Nebraska want to get run over by California today. It hasn't changed. But the Democrats have introduced a bill, Kamala Harris there, introducing a bill to get rid of the Electoral College. Now, I give her credit because she said they would do it by way of a constitutional amendment. It will never happen. You will never get enough. You need 38 states to say yes to changing the way we do things. It'll never happen. The national popular vote is an attempt to do an end run on the whole process. We know that. And that may happen, but if it does, it will get struck down as unconstitutional because it is unconstitutional. It bypasses the Constitution. And if you go to Article 1, Section 10, you'll see that it's not legal. Article 1, no state shall, without the consent of Congress, do any of the following: lay any duty on tonnage, keep troops or ships of war in time of peace, enter into any agreement or compact with another state. It's right here in the Constitution. Article 1, Section 10. You shall not enter into any agreement or compact with another state. The national popular vote is, by definition, called a compact. Therefore, it is, by definition, unconstitutional. Stop wasting my time on frivolous pursuits, okay? There you go. Take me down to the crossroads. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.